We're rolling. We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We've done the best job we could before the mics were on to try to loosen up this guest. It wasn't easy, I'll tell you. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome to the show, and I made that whole part up. Our next guest is Emily Bernard, co-founder, Place Pass, correct?
Yes, that's correct. You got it right.
Right. Tell us about Place Pass.
We are a travel tech startup based here in the Boston area, and our mission is to connect people to great experiences all over the world. So we focus on great activities in any destination, everything from hot air balloon rides in Napa Valley to wine tasting tours in Paris to sumo wrestling classes in Japan, basically anything you could want to do once you arrive in destination. We help you find it.
Wow, and that's 180 countries, right?
It is. We are global. We're worldwide. We have well over 180,000 activities, actually, on our platform. So chances are, if you're headed somewhere interesting, we can help you find a great experience.
So I'm just trying to get it. I don't usually start with the dollar sign, but it's the probably. How do you make your revenue?
That's a great question. That's the important question. We have a commission-based revenue model. So we make money when someone books an activity on our platform. We have best prices, so it's the same as if you walked up and booked the activity directly from the tour operator. They essentially pay us a commission for helping to distribute their products to a wider audience, which is very common for the travel industry.
Interesting. Now, you're not doing things like cruises. You're doing like specialty events?
That's right. So we focus specifically on the in-destination activity. We don't focus on the flights or the cruise. What we do is once you've arrived and once you know where you're headed, we help you find that great activity on the ground. Pretty wide range of things to do, both in terms of activity types. So lots of on-the-water experiences. You can rent kayaks, take a sailing cruise, go stand-up paddle boarding. We have on land, we have bike rentals. You can even, I think we have some plane flights, which is really exciting. And our goal is to, no matter what your passion is, enable you to find something great for you, for your family, if you're traveling with friends as well.
So Emily, how did you get into this? What's your background?
Well, my background is really in communications and media. Actually, I started off in PR coming out of Harvard. I worked for the university for 2 years in their PR office and always had a passion for travel. My very first job actually in college was as a travel writer and a restaurant critic, which was about as fun as it sounds. I had a blast doing that. And I love the idea of helping people enjoy themselves when they travel. I will spend hours planning, researching, helping my family find great things to do. But I'm also aware that most people don't have the desire to do that. They don't have the time or they don't have the capability or the interest in really investing all that time and energy into researching. So I was really excited to start this business to help people save time, save money, and really make the most of their trip, because often the reason people leave home in the first place is for the experience. So if we asked you to kind of close your eyes and think about the last trip that you took, we'd say, you know, did you think about the hotel, the flight, the car rental? Probably what you remembered most is an experience you had with your friends, with your family, or whoever you're visiting. It's a very meaningful and powerful thing that we're helping people to do, because we're basically in the business of making memories. And so that's really wonderful to be able to be a part of that. In terms of starting the business, the original idea actually came from my co-founder, a guy by the name of Ethan Hawkes, not the actor. Very similar name, though. He had been kayaking with his dad, actually, on the coast of Maine, where he lives, and his dad was coming to visit. They were out kayaking. It was an area he knew well, but being in that kayak with the guy, discovering a part of his state in a totally different way, really made him think, hey, there's so much to learn about the world, even in my own backyard. And they'd had a pretty hard time finding that guide. It took them a while. It spent a few hours calling around, weren't sure if the rental guy was going to be open or not. And so he said, look, there's got to be an easier way to do this, to bring these activities online. At the time, he was actually working in management consulting and also, I think, was getting a bit tired of the grind, the Monday morning flights out, the Thursday night flights back, and was starting to think about a new venture. So I knew him through his wife, who was my college roommate of all 4 years at school. And she said, hey, he's thinking about starting a business inspired by this kayaking moment that he had. You should talk to him. And I remember thinking at the time, I don't know if that's a real job offer. I'm not sure. Is he really thinking about leaving? He had a pretty good gig in the management consulting world, but I'm interested. I'm so passionate about travel. I think I could help. And so we got in touch, and over the course of several months, kind of fall 2015 into early 2016, decided to get this thing off the ground, both move back to Boston with our families and then open the business in the winter of 2016.
Do you work for companies as well in terms of corporate travel, corporate offsites, team building?
We do. Actually, a lot of our business is working directly with some of the major travel brands in the space, but not so much in the way that you've described in terms of planning special events for them, but actually powering tour and activity booking as a solution for their guests. So Marriott International, who was a major investor in our organization for our Series A round, we have a partnership with them to power the Marriott Moments website. It's moments.marriott.com. And on that website, you can actually earn your rewards points for booking activities with us, which is great. So it enables you to not only find something great to do, but have the added benefit of adding the points to your loyalty program. And then we're also in partnerships with a few other travel industry leaders, and we'll be unveiling a few more this quarter, which we're really excited about. So that's been a big avenue of growth for us. But in terms of actually planning events, we don't do the actual event planning. We leave that up to other people.
Interesting. So is this a very crowded space?
It's becoming increasingly crowded, actually. The tour and activity segment is the fastest growing sector within travel. It's only 10% of the total travel market, but it's growing faster than any other segment, air, car, hotel. And I think there are a few reasons for that, which we can get into. But with that growth, there are a lot of eyeballs on the space. There's a lot of investment flowing into this space. And so we're seeing both the major established players make moves into tours and activities, as well as really rich growth on the startup side. So in terms of the major players, we're seeing lots of the online travel agencies begin to offer tours and activities, and then many young startups like ourselves who see the opportunity are excited to pursue that growth and are thinking about carving out a niche to take advantage, because the global market opportunity is about $180 billion. So there are a lot of people
eyeing that. So you don't
feel
that you're getting squeezed?
Not yet, no. I think it's too early for that, frankly. I think we will see consolidation in a few years, but at this point, there is plenty of room to grab market share, and we're just trying to grow quickly and serve our customers well and build a really great business with our partners.
So as an entrepreneur, what are the like three big priorities for you over the next year?
Yeah, well, one priority that will be the case no matter near term, long term is talent. So we are focused on attracting great people to work in our organization. We're right in Downtown Crossing. We're hiring designers, engineers, all kinds of talent across the organization. And we work if we've got great heads in the building. So we can run the business from our laptops. And we need to make sure that we are focused on bringing in the right people. That's a major priority for us. The second priority is continuing to do more with the partners that we have. So making sure that we are serving Marriott and others in a great way and building an awesome product for them. And then continuing to add exciting new inventory as travel preferences change. So we're seeing a lot of interest in food tours, and so making sure we have culinary experiences. We know that this year there's going to be more of an emphasis on ecotourism and responsible travel. That's a big trend for 2019. So how can we provide green or eco-friendly or tours that support local communities? So I'd say those are probably the three biggest areas of focus for us looking ahead.
Yeah, you're making me think about a couple of months ago, Chris and I had two food tours.
Ooh.
In Israel.
Oh, fabulous.
And they were just unbelievable.
Oh, I love hearing those stories. Yeah, it's fun to see the smile on your face when you say that. That is the reason
the
we're
tour
in the
guide
business.
Was just phenomenal.
That is wonderful
she
to hear.
She did a great
job.
Oh,
good.
You made me think about Antarctica with the hole in the ice, but if somebody that was not as positive. Emily, if somebody wants to find you at Place Pass,
yes.
How would they do that?
They can go right to placepass.com. Mm-hmm. You can log right on. You don't actually need to sign up or join or anything. You can go straight to the website and start browsing tours and activities. You just type in where you're headed, and we have all kinds of experiences pop up. We actually made a coupon code for you guys and your listeners. So if people would like to get a discount, they can enter Radio 10 at checkout. So it's lowercase RADIO and then the number 10, and we are happy to give you 10% off your tours. So we hope you'll travel with us. Let us know,
Nathan,
what you think.
Wow. Well, thanks for being on the show.
You're
I hope
very,
you come
very
back
welcome.
Again.
Thank this you so much for
great.
Having me.
Good. And I'll remind everybody, excuse me, we've been speaking with Emily Bernard, co-founder of PlacePass. My name is Jeffrey Davis, host of Radio Entrepreneurs and chairman and CEO of Mage LLC. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.